Over the course of three phases of the Movement Control Order, MCO, imposed by our government, several areas have been placed under the enhanced MCO to prevent the infection of COVID-19 from spreading outside of the areas. So far, a total of six areas had been placed under the enhanced MCO, MCO, and the lockdown on Seliang Bahru in Gombak would be effective from today, the 25th of April, onwards. According to Free Malaysia Today, the MCO intends to curb the possibility of virus transmission from the Seliang wholesale market nearby. Defense Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said that the residents at that area will be screened for COVID-19 and no one will be allowed to leave that area. Not only that businesses will be ordered to close, but outsiders will not be allowed into Seliang Bahru as well. Police and armed forces will be deployed to ensure all residents comply with the MCO. All businesses there will close. Outsiders are not allowed into the area, said Ismail. Seliang Bahru's MCO is expected to be in effect until the 3rd of May and it will affect the following areas, Jalan Indah 3 and Jalan Indah 5A, Seliang Indah Jalan Indah 21, Lumba Indah, Seliang Bahru Jalan Besar Seliang Bahru, Jalan 1 and Jalan Indah 21, Seliang Bahru Jalan 3, 5, 7 and 9, Seliang Bahru Jalan 2, 4, 6 and 8, Seliang Bahru Block A, B and C, Seliang McMur. The lockdown at Seliang Bahru followed the coronavirus outbreak at the Seliang Wholesale Market, which is also known as the Kuala Lumpur Wholesale Market. It had been reported that the wholesale market was under lockdown since the 21st of April. Ismail told the residents to stay calm and to contact the Gombak District Disaster Management Unit for any daily needs. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, just in, Masjid India and its five streets are now on lockdown after being placed under MCO. You have reached the end of this story.